Commentator Russell Roberts is not a fan of the immigration bill. He teaches economics at George Mason University, and like many economists, he believes in free markets and capitalism. He does not believe in quota systems, and to him, parts of the immigration bill look suspiciously like a micromanaged quota system.
According to the White House, the new immigration bill will help keep the U.S. competitive in the global economy by establishing a new merit-based system for immigration that is similar to those used by other countries. And how's it going to do that? There's going to be a point system to determine who gets one of the precious 380,000 visas that are up for grabs. Highly educated people get points. People with skills that are in high demand, whatever that means, get points. Young, but not too young, points. Speak English well, more points for you. Speak it badly, fewer points. Don't speak it at all, no points. People with the highest point totals get the visas. Some people complain that the Bush administration is too free market. But the idea that Washington bureaucrats can figure out which skills are in high demand is an idea straight out of the old Soviet Union. It would be great if we could get some old communists to administer this point system, but we won't be able to. They won't score high enough on the system to get a visa. The whole thing's pretty inspiring, isn't it? We once believed in a lady in the harbor with a lamp beside the golden door. She said, "Send me your tired, huddled masses yearning to breathe free." She welcomed the wretched and the homeless. Now it's, "Send me your tired, huddled masses as long as they're software developers, 25 to 39 years old, and can already speak English." So modern. So utilitarian. So ugly. Here's an idea. If we care so much about keeping the U.S. competitive in the global economy, we can do more than just keep the wrong people out. Let's make existing residents prove they're worthy of staying here. Surely some of us aren't pulling our economic weight. Surely some of us are a burden on the school system and the health system and the law enforcement community. Surely some of us are not contributing to that elusive, uplifting goal of a competitive workforce competing in the global economy. We need a point system. Get one of the top 380,000 scores, and we're sending you back to where you or your ancestors came from, where you can drag down our so-called economic competitors. Speak English with an accent? 5 points. Make less than the median income? 20 points. About to go on Social Security? 25 points. Watch more than 10 hours of television a week? 10 points. English major in college? 5 points. Obese? 10 points. And if you're a senator or president who thinks we should micromanage immigration to sustain our global competitiveness, whatever that means, 100 points, a perfect score. Go get a real job where you contribute to the richness of American life instead of trying to tear it down.
Commentator Russell Roberts is professor of economics at George Mason University. He also blogs at the libertarian Cafe Hayek.